China's rescue work in Nepal has been praised by both locals and government officials. CRI's Xie Cheng has more.
After the destructive earthquake on April 25th, a Chinese government rescue team, non-governmental aid workers and volunteers rushed to disaster-hit areas. They have carried out medical treatment, epidemic prevention, supplies donation, and rebuilding work in the quake-affected areas. Chinese medical teams have received praise from local officials. General Rana is the Nepalese Army's health minister.
One was the military and one was the government. These were the only teams that came here for the prevention of diseases. And I'm telling you, they've done a very wonderful job. We haven't had any epidemics of disease. Still, we've got to be very, very careful. And probably will not see that epidemic of diseases here.
According to the initial statistics from Nepal, 107 medical teams from over 30 countries have been to earthquake-stricken areas. China accounts for one-fifth of these and is a main force behind the earthquake relief work. The Chinese government and NGOs have provided the earthquake-hit nation with relief materials valued over 100 million yuan, or over $16 million. Nepal Foreign Minister Mahendra Bahadur Pandey speaks highly of China's rescue work.
Chinese export team arrived here and they have saved the life of some of the people. They brought them out of the rubble. And similarly, the medical teams also came and the injured people were treated by them. This has strengthened the ties between our country, Nepal, and the People's Republic of China, our neighbor.
Liu Jianchao with China's foreign ministry says China's assistance to Nepal is not over.
We'll negotiate with Nepali government to see what other help they need next. We'll try our best to offer further assistance.
The two major earthquakes have affected nearly 40% of Nepalese people, leaving 8,000 dead. Nearly one-third of the houses in Nepal have been damaged. For CRI, this is Xie Cheng.